This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden held his first news conference of his presidency on Thursday and said it's likely he will run for another term in 2024. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation.
There is usually no question that a first-term president will run again. But at 78, this one is already the oldest to assume the presidency and is leaving open the possibility of not running again. That, though, would effectively make him a lame duck and lessen his sway. If President Biden does run again, he figures Vice President Harris would be on the ticket, too.
I would fully expect that to be the case.
But would Donald Trump, again, be his opponent?
Oh, come on. I have no idea.
As for Trump himself,
my predecessor. Oh, God, I miss him.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Final election results show Israel in political deadlock once again, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponents falling short of a governing majority. The Election Commission says, with 100% of the votes counted, that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and his natural allies have won 52 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, Israel's parliament. An ideologically diverse array of parties committed to ousting him won 57 seats. A right-wing party won 7 seats, and an Arab Islamist party took 4. If no one is able to assemble a 61-seat majority in weeks of negotiations, then Israel will go to elections for a fifth time in roughly 2 years. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 684,000, the fewest since the pandemic erupted a year ago, and a sign that the economy is improving.